The following is the audio version of a video released at peakprosperity.com. Visit peakprosperity.com to watch the video and to find other insightful content such as articles, discussion forums, and exclusive subscriber-only content.
Could the Iran war spike oil to $200 a barrel? No, it could go a lot higher than that. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Chris Martinson, proprietor of peakprosperity.com and the author of The Crash Course, which largely spells out exactly why we're going to be facing one of the largest shocks in the world. Because if you read The Crash Course, take it as a video series, read the book, you'll understand energy is the master resource. And we're just about out of energy at this point in time. Calling this one TikTok, the clock is running ominously. It's the telltale clock. This is countdown to the energy shock. Let's begin here. In the Financial Times, it was just reported, quote, "We do not have months," said Frederick Lassier, head of research at Governor, one of the world's largest oil traders. And he warned that there will be, quote, "huge pain as economies have to stop using fuel. It goes beyond gasoline," he said, "at the pumps to industry shutting down, and then you enter a recession." Not only that, but the cost of energy explodes higher and higher. Carrying on, he writes here, quote, "The tipping point is clearly June." He said, "This is the point at which something has to give." And Amrita Sen, founder of the consultancy Energy Aspects, said that if the war continues until the end of June, all available inventories, that's stocks of oil, would be exhausted. Essentially, you can pick a number when it comes to the oil price. We'll just not have any buffers. So is it going to be 200? Is it going to be 300? Is it going to be $500 a barrel? It's crazy talk, isn't it? It's not once you understand how important oil is. So let's talk about what happens if oil just goes to $200 a barrel. This is a projection that we will be seeing in the United States, maybe $7 a gallon gasoline by end of June if things continue. So the strait has to open up really, really soon. And it doesn't look like it's going to do that. It looks like negotiations are breaking down at the time of this recording, which is it's May 4th here, about noon. So will it go kinetic? If it goes kinetic, we're easily going to see much, much higher oil prices and an energy shock from that. We're already experiencing this in the United States. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy Guy, reporting that Illinois has just set a new all-time record for average diesel prices at $5 and call it 93 cents a gallon, beating out 2022's record of five, call that 82. So this isn't the kind of record you want to be setting, because diesel is how we move things. Diesel is the economy. When we say diesel is expensive, it means the economy just got expensive. This feeds into inflation for all kinds of things. We're all going to be facing much higher rates of inflation. I don't care where you live, United States or elsewhere. He also reported that Michigan just set a new all-time record for average diesel price at $5.99, whisper under the dreaded six number, beating out 22's record of $5.95. This is what the gasoline map retail fuel price changes looks like for the United States. It's not even across the country. You can clearly see the heartland is in trouble. That's because of refinery limitations and distribution issues. Surprisingly, California isn't just bright red at this point in time. And also surprisingly, we would see down here in Texas, even Texas, there's a few squares down here that are pretty bright red. But obviously, this is going to be unequally felt across the country. This person in California, however, the Grand Californian, wrote, "Filled up the Silverado. I'm quite sick to my stomach now. $7.39 a gallon they're already paying out there." Can you imagine that? $240 to put 32 gallons in your... What? This is shocking. People in the UK, not too impressed. They're saying, quit your whining. Because in the UK right now, 206.9 pence per liter, that works out to about $11 a gallon already. Now, what's crazy to me is that we have people like Secretary Duffy here said, we're, the United States, not going to have supply shortages because we produce so much here, he said. I'm not going to play it. We don't have to hear him say that, but that's what he did say. We're not going to have supply shortages because we produce so much here. Not exactly accurate, Senator Duffy, and here's why. First, the United States is exporting a record 6.4 million barrels per day of just crude. This is just crude. We export a lot of other stuff, as I've detailed before, that's not crude oil. It's more things like ethane, which is two carbons, or propane, which is three carbons, butane, four carbons. Yes, the stuff you get in your lighter. This is crude oil. And we have in the United States about 3 to 4 million barrels a day of some type of crude that we produce out of the shale patch that our refiners don't actually want. Can't use it. It's very light. So we export that. And we have been importing about 6 million barrels a day of the crude we do want. On balance, we have been a net importer all the way up till this chart. And now we are a net exporter. Where did these extra 2 million barrels come from? Those are coming out of inventories, my friends. And because we're draining our inventories to help keep the world supplied for just a little bit longer, we're going to be at some point experiencing much, much higher energy prices. This is actually draining the strategic principle core value of the country in exporting it to the world. And this is not a smart thing to be doing. Currently, if we look at our inventories, we see here total petroleum heading down, crude oil as a singular sort of part of that inventory heading down, gasoline heading down sharply, already at the lower end of its 5-year range. These are stocks of gasoline. This is why gasoline prices are going up. Our stocks are cratering, plummeting. Pick a word. Distillates, which includes jet fuel, but also diesel, also now below the 5-year range. This is why your gasoline and diesel prices are going up, because we're running out of inventory. Why? Because we're exporting it to the rest of the world to try and keep prices down. The United States is in no position to supply the world with energy at this point in time. Some stuff, but not this stuff, not gasoline, not diesel, not jet fuel, not crude oil. We are burning the bank balance to try and keep things stitched together for just a little bit longer. And here's why we're not going to be able to be a huge swing producer going forward. All of the United States growth in shale in oil production over the past, well, since go back decades, but since 2008, it's really just been a story of shale oil. You've heard me talk about this a lot. It turns out sources of non-OPEC production growth since 2009. This is a chart I pulled from Gehring and Rosenzweig, the natural resource investors. Great interview I've got coming out this week with Adam Rosenzweig about these charts in particular. You can see here clearly all the rest of non-OPEC, not the OPEC, everybody but OPEC, the rest of non-OPEC, no increase, no measurable increase in oil production. It's all been a story of shale. So let's go to the U.S. shale story. And here we find that we have all these different shale basins. The Permian is one, but all the rest of them would make all the others, right? So we have the Bakken, the Niobrara, et cetera, a lot of shale basins. All of the other shale basins in the U.S. since 2019 have actually lost 1 million barrels a day. So it means all of the growth in U.S. oil has been, since 2019, my friends, that's 7 years ago, has been exclusively due to the Permian. Let's take a closer look at the Permian Basin. Now we're looking at the Permian's year-on-year growth in oil production, and you can clearly see, this is the COVID hole, you can clearly see since 2018-ish, its yearly production growth has been declining and going down, and it's soon going to slip negative. This is geology. This isn't anything to do with drill, baby, drill. It has nothing to do with regulations. This is geology. They're running out of the good places to drill, and the reservoir pressure is now falling in that basin. So JP Morgan comes out and explains when we go to panic, operational stress levels they think we're going to hit worldwide. And operational stress means there's just not quite enough in the tanks or the refineries to run smoothly. So it becomes stressful. They may have to limit runs or figure out how to partially shut down and do things like that. So we hit that by June, but if we get to September, that's full panic. Now we're at the operational floor. We can't operate our refineries below a certain floor of inventory. That's where we're headed. That's where we're going to get to. The operational stress level is 200 a barrel, but the operational floor, pick a number, 400, 500. Hey, they're already paying the equivalent of $500-$600 a barrel oil in the UK. So yes, people will pay that much for oil. We just can't get our heads around it because it hasn't happened. So that's the story we have there at the moment. And listen, there's a lot more to this story. This is just a piece of what I call the fat pipe. All of this is back at peakprosperity.com. The whole thing in the full premium fat pipe that I put out twice a week, along with 2 to 3 other pieces of premium content. So if you have wealth to protect and you understand the power of accurate information, then you absolutely need and deserve full access to my reports. Subscribe now for full access to today's report, as well as access to all my premium content. It's really important that you know what's actually going on. Okay, I'm signing off for now. I'll be back with more news as it develops. Bye for now.